Sharing Time. When we serve others, we serve God. By Sandra Tanner and Christina Franco. Happiness comes when we obey God's commandments. Jesus Christ taught the first and the second commandments. He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." Then he said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 39. We can obey these commandments by serving others. That means we do something kind for them. When we serve others, we can be happy. Jesus showed us how to do this. He came to earth to help us. Everywhere he went, he helped people. He taught people the gospel. He visited and blessed people who were sick. He helped people who had disabilities. He was a friend to the lonely. By serving others, Jesus did what Heavenly Father wanted him to do. In Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17, we learn that when we serve someone else, we are really serving God. President Thomas S. Monson encourages us to serve others. Children around the world serve those in need, and their happiness shines through when they share their stories. Max said, "At my preschool, I helped clean the tables and chairs for my teachers. It made me feel good to help someone without being asked first." Carson and Kylie said, "When our grandma was in the hospital, we decided to give her a special gift by cleaning her house really well before she got home. It made us feel really good to do this for her." British said, "When my mom broke her leg, she needed to use a wheelchair. I helped with my three brothers and sister at home, and I was able to help my mom get the things she needed. Service makes me feel great." When we obey the commandment to love and serve others, we are serving God, and we are blessed with happiness. Try it yourself and see that this is true. November 2010 Scripture Journal. Read Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Pray to Heavenly Father to help you understand that when you serve others, you are showing your love for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Memorize Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Choose one of these activities or create your own. Note, you may need assistance with some of these activities. Help someone else memorize this scripture. Cut out the disc on the previous page. The disc is actually divided into pie-shaped wedges. In each wedge is a picture identifying a different person. A brother or sister. A friend. A grandparent or relative. A mother. Father. Or there's one wedge for your choice. Every day this month, drop a coin or a button onto the disc. Do something to serve the person the coin lands on. If it lands on your choice, you can pick the person you would like to serve. Learn to look for ways to help others. It can be as simple as giving someone a smile or a hug or saying hello. Doing acts of service can help you complete goals found in the Faith in God guidebook. How does what you have done help you understand this scripture? Write in your journal or draw a picture about what you have done. End of Sharing Time. When we serve others, we serve God.